Stepping up to the plate next on Bodybuilding Radio, Paul Becker from TrulyHuge.com.
Paul's got more than 20 years experience training himself and others. Today we're going to talk about mass building. A lot of folks out there want to know what's the best, quickest way or ways for me to put on some muscle. Let's start with a beginning athlete, a beginning bodybuilder who doesn't have much experience.
Right.
You've been there, done that. What should they be doing and what shouldn't they be doing?
Right. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Almost all beginners make the same mistake. They go and try to train. You know, they go and take Ronnie Coleman's routine or somebody like that and try and start training like that. Well, even Ronnie Coleman didn't start training like that. And all they really do is just overtrain themselves, and they won't get the kind of gains they want. What they really should be doing, a total beginner should take one exercise per body part, one basic exercise, like the squat for your legs. That's going to be the best exercise you can do for your legs. Bench press for your chest, row for your back, press overhead for your shoulders, curls, all the basic exercises. Do a full body workout 3 times a week, and get a lot of rest, take in a lot of good food, good quality protein, and really concentrate at that level on building up your strength and getting a base line of strength and a base of muscle that you can later build more upon. And that would be what a beginner should do.
Now what about getting more into an intermediate type of a routine? What are some of your recommendations?
Well, intermediate should start maybe adding another exercise or two for body part. Like the next step after that would be maybe one basic exercise per part and one isolation exercise. Like if you're going to do your legs, you do your squats, then you also do leg extensions and leg curls. And for your chest, your bench press, and flies or pec deck. And biceps, maybe a barbell curl, and also add in a dumbbell curl. And you're going to start doing more sets per body part and more exercises, but you still don't want to overtrain. At this stage, you might want to split it up. Some people do upper body, lower body, or legs, back and biceps, and chest, shoulders, triceps on another day.
You know, Paul, we still see a lot of people in the gym who are spending hours on end in there, and, you know, month after month goes by and you don't see much progress. Are you more a supporter of brief, intense workouts, longer workouts? Where do you stand on that?
Well, I believe they each have their place, but there's a certain limit. Either way, there's a certain limit of how much a natural trainee is going to be able to stay in the gym and still make gains, and that's usually about an hour. Even a long workout, a volume workout, still shouldn't last more than an hour for a natural trainee. This is because after about 45, 50 minutes, the testosterone and growth hormone levels start to decline, and then you have catabolic hormones like cortisol starting to rise. And if you work out for 2 hours, you've already put yourself in a catabolic state, which is exactly what you don't want when you're trying to build up.
I know we've got a lot of listeners out there who have been dedicated trainees for a long time, and they are just craving some advanced mass building strategies from Paul Becker. Mm-hmm. You've been in the gym a lot of years. You've seen a lot of things.
I personally believe that once your body's adapted to that particular type of training, it's time to try something else. And now might be the best time to try some volume training. And there's a right and wrong way to do volume training, right? When you do high intensity training, you use heavy weights and you work very hard each set, and you don't do that many sets, and that's high intensity training. Volume training is more moderate weights The sets are not to failure, but you rest very short in between sets, and you get a cumulative fatigue. Like, let's say somebody does seven sets of bench press.
Okay.
The first few sets might not be that hard, but he's not resting that long between sets, maybe 30, 45 seconds between sets.
Yeah, so they're getting pretty tough.
And they get tough by the end. And it affects the muscle in a different way. There's a lot of factors to muscle growth. There's the fibers, and there's even within the fibers of the muscle, there's different types of fibers. There's the amount of glycogen the muscle holds. There's the capillaries. Volume training tends to make more capillaries and make the muscle hold more fuel, more glycogen. And all these factors have to be taken into account when you're training for mass. So if someone maybe is training for a while on volume training and he finds that he's kind of hit a sandhill, it may very well be a time to go on a high-intensity training program for a little while, and vice versa.